You're right, but that's my concern. I mean, we already know that United Chrome is out there, and we already have some clue as to what that's going to cost, and we know how much money we've got. So if we get one other site like that, we're not going to do any site assessment. I mean, that's my concern, is that we're going to be right back where we are today 2 years from now. You see, I mean, it's... I guess what I really believe is that we need to make sure there's enough money in there to do the site discovery and the site assessment separate from the cleanup, because it's just nuts to go on like this.
Chairman, if we had $10 to $12 million in there, I think we wouldn't have nearly as much concern the next five. That, I think that's where the issue comes down. Again, by the way, United Chrome is one of those special circumstances. It's $2.5 million to clean up, only 10% of which will be funded by the state.
Thank you. Okay. I mean, I keep
but,
you
but I understand that that's yeah. the example. But that's a part of the problem. We don't know whether there'll be more that will go up in the national priority list. We don't know where the responsible parties are going to be and how much they're going to do. And that's why we can't give you a very
well,
hard
what do we have? We have $6 million with the increase in the Arlington fee. We have about $6 million, five-something.
Five.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if... I guess what I would ask from you... Well, that's okay. That was a rather major public process.
How many did you do? How many landfill sites did you start out with?
141.
So 141 sites, and took $2 million to evaluate. You're talking about certainly things that are almost as complex. If you get reports,
I guess what I would like to see is a budget estimate. And I think, Fred, you've got to come up with it. A budget estimate on, if this was a perfect world, on what it would cost to do an adequate site discovery and site assessment program in the next 2 years that would get us to the goal that you described. I really think we need that because, you know, Senator Cohen's absolutely correct. I don't know what we're talking about in terms of money, but I really think we need to get a handle on it, because I don't want to be back here 2 years from now still saying, well, gee, we can't figure out how much money we need to do this, because it's got to get done.
We agree.
And I know you agree. And so you can see my frustration coming out right now, because I've been through a lot of meetings on this subject, and it's clear to me that I need some data before I'm going to be able to move forward on the subject. So I really sort of want the data developed by the next time I'm sitting here, if I'm sitting here, I want to know what the situation is. It's just...
Mr. Chair, again, what was the figure for landfill? How many?
Oh, that's really... $2.5 million, I think, they spent on landfill siting. 143 sites evaluating. They didn't spend as much money on all of them, I'm sure, but...
No, but that, we're assuming you're still going to throw some out. They're going to be rather simple sites.
It's
something to look at what you're going to even get an engineer out to walk on the site. I mean, it takes something to get somebody out there to walk the sites and look at some of the reports. So
Fred, can you get that for me?
We will do our very best to give you a feeling for that.
Somewhat short order?
Mm-hmm.
Not tomorrow, but I mean pretty quickly.
Well, probably do it close tomorrow.
Okay, great. And Tom Novick and then Tom Donica is sort of back there kind of wanting to get recognized.
Mr. Chair, just the point I would make, I guess, from our perspective, once again, we think it's really... really good. DEQ wants to go along with this. We didn't see that necessarily when we began the process, and we think that they understand that a lot of people, including industry, are concerned about looking at new sites. I guess, once again, putting it into the purpose section of the bill seems to us interesting in that we've gone through 57 pages of painstaking detail of how the rest of the program will work and are going to take what we think is a critically important part, first step in the program, and are talking about putting it in the purpose versus actually in the act itself. We think that there's a real difference between putting it in the purpose section and putting it in the statute with a direction to implement a program like that.
Yeah, I understand. Tom.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Tom Donica for Associated Oregon Industries. First of all, let me thank the committee and thank you for allowing us 2 weeks to develop what I think is a bill, assuming that it passes this process, you'll be proud to have passed. I think it's a better piece of legislation that came in. It's certainly a broader gauge bill. I think it will assist the agency in getting a number of problems solved during this next biennium that might not otherwise have been solved. Right. Having said that, let's talk about the two issues that are immediately in front of you. I was party to the meetings, and let me tell you where we stand with regard to the two Osberg amendments. With regard to the preliminary assessments in 6 months, we would amend their provision by saying, after preliminary assessment, delete, within 6 months of notification of potential facility, and just say, as expeditiously as possible. Of the notification of a potential facility. We think there is some reason for the agency to pay attention to that, but we do agree that the financing is at this point in time limited, and our position is simply you cannot ask the agency to do the impossible. We have every reason to believe they will do it based upon budget and manpower limitations as rapidly as they can. I think they're if it was not serious for them before, it certainly is a serious issue for them now. We're convinced of that, and we would think that's the way to go. With regard to Osberg's Second Amendment, the issue of adding to the existing number of sites, we think it is not unreasonable to ask that the department have a program as defined and outlined in subsection 1. We do not think it is unreasonable that they should make a public request to determine if there are additional sites. We don't think that it is unreasonable that they look at industrial commercial sites, because in Oregon that's probably where they're going to find them. And this, in the fourth section, agrees with what the director says he's going to do anyway, which is to report back to the legislature. So we would agree that Osberg's amendment on site discovery should be included in the bill. Having said that, let me suggest where we think the agency's got to go. As we see it, there are four classifications of sites. There are those sites, item one, that are in the hands of what we would call financially responsible parties. At the far end, in the fourth category, are sites which are third-party sites. They may be sanitary landfills or other sites used by more than one party for the disposal of material. Immediately up from that are some orphan sites. We've got a couple that we're aware of already. They happen to be Superfund sites right now, or one is and one may or may not be. But there are some others around. And that leaves a large category of sites that we don't know much about. They may be financially responsible, they may not be. We need a second matrix. And the second matrix is what the agency's got to do in part between now and 1989, and that is an assessment of whether or not the site is serious and needs work, whether it needs some work, whether basically it needs a very little bit of work, or lastly, no work and may be handled under the bill passed last session, which will allow for land use designation. Doesn't require that. But until we get that kind of a matrix overlaid against those sites, we aren't going to know what's in that unknown category between orphan sites and financially responsible sites. That's the area where you, Mr. Chairman, have indicated a concern. That is how much money. And that's where the money is, coupled with additional sites that are out there, and we would agree with Osberg and with the department, there are other sites out there.
Right.
The 200 list basically was developed in 1980 or 81 in response to EPA. It has not changed since that time, and I would also note that there's no way to get off that list, unfortunately. And some of those sites, we believe, should not be on the list. They were put on there for reasons which look like reasons, but I think some of them have been taken care of, and some were not. Did not have that kind of a problem. In any event, having said all that, we commend the committee for giving us the time. We hope you'll agree with us on the amendments that Osberg has proposed, or our amendment to the Osberg amendment. We would hope that you would have the bill engrossed and sent down to Ways and Means as fast as possible. Thank you.
Questions from Mr. Donnelly? Thank you, Tom.
I have a question.
Senator Cohen.
I I agree with your second assessment piece. With all these other words, I'd like to spell that out. I mean, if we're going to be specific, then I don't want them running around, tracking down, spending all their time on publicly reported sites when you're busy tracking them down in the area of commercial activities and trying to make some of the second matrix decisions. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess I've had some concern. I have some understanding of what it is to take a herbicide group out there and track down all the dioxin studies, and we have been through park and dioxin for I don't know how many years mm-hmm. to define those issues and try to find out what is or isn't a threat and where are they or where are they not. And I just think you could eat up. I mean, I worry if we've got to either give some discretion or we've got to be specific and talk about the kinds of things you just raised. I'm confused right now about where I want to be with this. I just know how much we have experienced when people get very concerned about their area and having been through the Malala group for the last 6 years of my lifetime and know how much money it takes to either put it on the list or not put it on the list. I worry about, I mean, I just am not clear how to proceed on this.
I guess what I worry about is more on the level of every phone call having to be responded to. I don't worry about getting the public bringing information into the department about what they might think is a possible site, and I think that's different, I think. I mean, that's just keeping your antennas up for any information that might pop in. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I do understand the concern you're raising about if they have to go respond to every phone call that comes in. Well, that's a different matter. But,
well, Mr. Chairman, if I might, Senator Cohen, the double matrix which I talked about, I do not believe needs to be put in the statute. I think it's, if anything, at the most, I think this committee can give a direction to the agency, and I am satisfied personally, based upon my knowledge of the agency, that they will follow it. I think that they've got to do it anyway. I think this is what they will do. And I don't think you have to spell it out in the statute. I think there's some dangers in spelling out in the statute. I'm simply suggesting that before we can get a handle on the dollars, that's essentially what they've got to do, and I am confident that they will do it. And if there's a question in the minds of the committee that they might or might not do it, then simply leave a legislative record, as you have done a couple of times in the past, kind of indicate what you expect the agency to do with regard to it, and let it go at that.
Senator Hamill.
That's great, Tom, because that's precisely what I was going to ask you. If you weren't comfortable with the section on that spoke to rules, because I certainly think that the double matrix notion could be assumed by rules, and certainly a budgetary note before the Ways and Means Committee as to the intent.
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Hamby, I have a great deal of confidence both in the Environmental Quality Commission and the leadership of the agency, not only the present director but under prior directors. I think there's a continuity there that suggests great responsibility, and I think you can count on it too.
Any further comments? Okay. Fred, you'll get me that budget information. I'll try to set up a meeting with some of the folks.
Okay. What we'll probably do, Mr. Chairman, is get you a sense of what it costs per site investigation, typical site investigation, discovery type activity to follow up on a notice or something that comes in, and give you some sense of the cost.
Yeah, make sure it's a preliminary site evaluation.
No, I'm talking about kind of just doing what, in fact, it would be the Osberg Amendment.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, any further testimony on 120? We're not taking testimony. I guess we can.
Oh, wait a minute. You have a chance to. I forgot. I've gotten a little distracted here because there's some of these.
Well, things. I thought I would rather. What I'd like to do is get the budget information and sit down and talk about it some more with the agency and all, and then come back with whatever we think is going to work and see whether the committee agrees.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, all I would say to the committee is that I think that you aren't really getting any kind of disagreement about what needs to happen in the next biennium.
Right,
the question is only
that.
The language to get you there, and I can assure you if you did nothing, we'd still do it. So.
Well, I don't agree with that, so we can talk about it. Okay. We got to adjourn. It's 5 o'clock. So we stand adjourned.
Okay.
Boom.
Okay.
I'll do the
whole
ad.
Oh, boy, I got to leave.
No, today.
Monday.
Well, that's Monday, but we'll just find out.
All right.
Hopefully later this week, but it will move quickly.